The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
It's 7:01 a.m. on this Monday morning, March 11th. Did you set your clock forward? Yeah, yesterday was daylight savings time. It's when they kick in, and that's when your whole clock just gets all screwed up and you lose an hour of sleep, right? You're just like, man, do I have to get up? Yeah, that's what happens. Spring forward, fall back, right? Dad, we're speaking of springs. We're having a spring sale here at the Power Mall. 10% off site-wide with free shipping on orders $250 and up. Michael and Deborah, thanks so much for your donations, too, by the way, over the weekend. And, of course, you know, speaking of requests and donations and whatnot, we have thepowerhour.com. And when you open it up and you see the community tab there, you click on that and you can submit prayer requests or you can join our forum. And once you get accepted into the forum, you can sit there and chat with other people. It's kind of a neat thing. We're also on social media as well. And, of course, we appreciate those contributions because that's what keeps us going here in Mission Critical. This is 2024. This is an election year, and things are going to start getting weird. If you're listening to us on TalkStream Live, you should be. If you're not, TalkStreamLive.com. You can download the app on your smartphone and listen to the show live. Rick Satellite's another way to listen to us, RickSatelliteUSA.com. We're going to be giving away a dish sometime soon. Don't know when. They haven't told me. I just know that you still have time to get your letters in. Oh, what letters is Dave Krieger talking about? Well, you put your name, address, and phone number on your email and send it to support@thepowerhour.com and put Rick Satellite System Dish Giveaway for the subject line. And then you send us a couple of paragraphs, no dissertations necessary, as to why you think you deserve the Rick Satellite System. You can also snail mail as well. Have an address. Get ready to write it down. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can put Mo, M-O, like, hey, Mo. Yeah. Mo, you know, Missouri. That's the U.S. government acronym for the state. You put that down, too. But make sure you include your name, address, and phone number so we know how to reach you. Because if we like what you put down as far as your explanation as to why you'd like the Rick Satellite System dish, well, Rick's going to call you. Make sure you can use it before he gives it to you. How do you like that? Heck of a deal, huh? That is a $269 package for all Power Hour listeners. Otherwise, you'd be paying $299 for it. But once you do, it's over and done with. Don't have to pay for subscriptions. None of that. Get to watch all those multiple channels on TV and shortwave. Well, not shortwave so much. I mean, it beams up to satellite, which is kind of like what we do here, you know, because we're not on shortwave anymore. But satellite we're on, and you definitely can get us on Channel 1 on Globalstar. And let's see what else is going on here besides uscoincapital.com for, yeah, you really got to start preparing. I just, you know, pretty crazy. Now, if you don't have internet and you're listening by phone, you can call the Power Mall when we open up 56 minutes from now at 877-817-9029, request a Power Mall catalog so you can order from us and keep us on the air. We have a partners tab on thepowerhour.com as well. You can go there, and if you buy anything through the partners tab and you click on those things, take 5 minutes to call and let us know or email us. Call if you don't have internet. Email us if you do. Let us know. Support at thepowerhour.com. That helps. Okay, what's going on now? Let's see. News and open lines today on this Monday. So much happened last week. All the fact checkers have been at Biden's speech. And, of course, as you know, during the speech, he was called out at least two or three times from people, if not booed. Saturday Night Live also did a bit on the speech and made fun of Biden, which that's surprising because they're woke. Yet they made fun of Biden. They had a Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, character. And then following that, they had Scarlett Johansson dressed up in a green sweater with a little cross. And she looked, you know, dark hair, dark wig. Yeah, looking like Senator Katie Britt, and did a takeoff on her that just like, oh, my God. I knew they were going to do this. I knew the woke media was going to come out. But Scarlett Johansson, really? I know it's a script. And it all ends with live from New York. It's Saturday night. But, you know. Like I said, they made fun of Katie. And, of course, what does Mitt Romney do? The moron from Utah? He calls up. He gets on the media. Got to have something to talk about. He's endorsing Senator Katie Britt for vice president. What? Sorry, Mitt. She's married. You can't do that. I know what you're thinking. Yep. Yeah, don't tempt the Donald. Yeah, you don't want to see, it's the optics, Mitt. You don't understand. You put a buxom beauty like Senator Katie Britt next to Donald Trump. People start getting ideas. It's optics. You know, we don't want these stories getting out about you slept your way, you know, up to the stardom, you know, slept with the producer. You know, I think most of it ended with Harvey Weinstein. At least you think it did. You got another guest coming. Woke Hollywood, boy. The Oscars last night. Oppenheimer swept it. They got a bunch, including Cillian Murphy. He got Best Actor. And Robert Downey Jr. got Best Supporting Actor. I saw the movie. They did a hell of a job. But then you got to ask yourself about this movie. When we are about to go to war, or we're in a war, why is Hollywood producing war movies? Is it to get us conditioned to accept war, especially nuclear war? Nah, I don't know why anybody would want nuclear war, but hey, that's why all of a sudden now we have Oppenheimer. Isn't it amazing that they would release that in 2024? Imagine how that works and get everybody all programmed and conditioned to the atomic age. What do they know in Hollywood besides they're run by the Chinese Communist Party? What do they know we don't know? You know, unless they want to turn us all into a bunch of Elizabeth Smarts. You remember Elizabeth Smart, don't you? If you don't, look her up. Kind of a grisly tale of Hollywood. That's the way Hollywood is. They're not nice out there. Kind of crazy out there. All right, moving into world news, and this is the reason why we talked about Oppenheimer and the fact they're trying to condition you to accept war at face value because they want to funnel more of your money there. The U.S. Embassy in Russia has issued a warning that an imminent terrorist attack will occur in Moscow, coming hours after Russian officials said they prevented a terror plot at a synagogue in the city. U.S. citizens residing or visiting Moscow were told to avoid large gatherings over last weekend, according to information posted on the embassy website last Friday. Other details were not provided, of course. No. Not going to tell you that. That'd be letting out classified information. They can't tell you that. Russian security officials said it prevented an ISIS cell operating in a Russian region from carrying out an attack on a synagogue targeting Jewish worshipers in Moscow, according to TASS News. You know what TASS is. Those reports said it was part of the Afghan wing of the group known as ISIS Khorasan. It was unclear if the two statements from the embassy and Russian officials were linked. Hard to say. We weren't there. The FSB, you know, the Federal Security Service there, successor to the Soviet KGB, said that they were preparing to attack the congregants of a synagogue using firearms. And they neutralized them. Okay, so. But here's something else interesting about non-governmental organizations operating in Russia. Their Ministry of Defense issued a warning to U.S. Embassy diplomats urging, and including the U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Ambassador Lynn Tracy. They called her in and says, hey, any diplomat who's found to be associated with these non-governmental organizations or NGOs is going to be forced to depart the country. According to the ministry, they don't want them there. They were carrying out anti-Russian programs and projects aimed at recruiting agents of influence under the guise of educational and cultural exchanges, according to state media. The warning was issued about a week before the Russian presidential election, where longtime President Putin is expected to be reelected. Just so you know, things are getting testy. Makes you wonder why they send little messages like that to our U.S. ambassadors. See, because what happened with Poland over the weekend, their foreign minister said the presence of NATO forces is not unthinkable and said he appreciates the French president for not ruling out that idea. Because, you know, President Emmanuel Macron decided to make a blowhard moment. He decided that he should declare that the possibility of Western troops being sent to Ukraine could not be ruled out. And of course, that prompted an outcry from other leaders in addition to Russia. The Kremlin warning that if NATO sends combat troops, a direct conflict between the alliance and Russia would be inevitable. Putin said, I'm going to press the button. До свидания. Oh. See, Putin's got the launch codes. So why would they want to do that? You know, and here's Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk among the European leaders who ruled out sending troops to Ukraine after Macron's remark, saying Poland does not plan to send its troops to the territory of Ukraine. But Radek Sikorski, Poland's foreign minister, however, did not speak of a plan to send Polish troops to Ukraine, but struck a different note, saying the presence of NATO forces in Ukraine is not unthinkable. Uh-huh. Because it's about Putin being afraid, not us being afraid of Putin. You really think that's so? Uh-huh. Putin's got his finger on the button. He's just waiting. You really think they care? You think they care about their people? I mean, they would tell everybody to get in your bomb shelters before it all started. I have been watching all of these different videos on YouTube out there because now that this is ongoing, YouTube is aghast with videos about nuclear war and everybody's predictions and how nuclear war will affect you and where would you be if a nuke hit and what would you do if a nuke hit? It's nothing like that. Commercial for Manhattan. You remember the New York Department of Health commercial? They might as well ascend, put your head between your legs and kiss your keister goodbye. They might have, should have said it, might have thought it, but they didn't. In Ireland, guess what? They had elections there. And we were trying to get on Leisha De Bruin, who's a barrister at law, who was out campaigning for family values. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of the fact that half of the population of Dublin, Ireland, is under 25 years old and they're easily manipulated. which is why they elect government leaders that are neoliberal. But see, all the voters of Ireland came out and rejected attempts to redefine marriage and the role of women in its constitution. Seems like, from my understanding and from people I've talked to, they try to pull this garbage every 4 years. So the folks that were in charge of all of this campaign basically said, we have to wait. It says it's clear we lost, according to articles in the Irish Examiner. It says we have to wait until the final count is done, but if it's a no-no vote, we have to respect that. I don't think you can respect the people's vote by saying what went wrong, the people didn't vote the right way. Nope. Other backers of the dual referenda, however, have attempted to blame supposed misinformation and a general ignorance among the public for failing to go along with the elitist conceptions of gender and family. Oh, you mean like they want to break up the family? They want to diminish the woman's role in the household? Huh. Wow. The first referendum sought to change the legal definition of family from one based on marriage to one that would include dubiously dubbed durable relationships, which some have warned could see polygamy become legally recognized in Ireland. I don't think so. There's Andy Looney. So Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, they keep electing this guy. Gosh. His supposedly center-right Fine Gael government, as well as the so-called opposition leftist parties, including IRA leftist separatist Sinn Féin, as well as Labour and the Social Democrats, were embarrassed. Well, they should be. They're trying to break up the family unit. Trying to find a family over there. If you have Irish heritage, you ever notice how difficult it could be, even if you go to the Epic Center in Dublin and try and find your family history? See, when Cromwell came over there in the 1600s, they burned a lot of those records. Why? Because they wanted to wipe out history. They wanted to wipe out their culture. And they ran the Irish off their land, took them as slaves, put them on ships, and brought them to the New World. So if you think that the black people were the only slaves over there, you got another guest coming. And then they were harassed as much as blacks. Irish need not apply. Remember those signs in Boston? Talk to Khan, have it. Yeah, no Irish need apply. They were persecuted. If anybody knows how to dilute history and what's happened to them over the ages, the Irish sure do, because England came over there and tried to dilute their history and wipe it out. They did not succeed because the Irish persevered. Here we have a country the size of the state of Indiana being able to persevere. U.S. military said yesterday it had flown forces in to beef up security at the U.S. embassy in Haiti and allow non-essential personnel to get out of Dodge. U.S. Southern Command said the effort involved helicopters. It was care to point out no Haitians were on board the military aircraft. Funny they would bring that up. That seemed aimed at quashing any speculation that senior government officials might be leaving as the gang attacks in Haiti worsen, because Port-au-Prince, the capital, is largely now controlled by gangs. Imagine that happening here with the 10 million people that we have that came across our border illegally, who Biden apologizes for calling them illegal. He said, I should have said undocumented. And Pelosi, of course, went crazy with the mainstream media saying the same thing. Undocumented? Maybe you shouldn't use those words either. Ignorant Democrats. What they just said was, if the guy is undocumented, that means he has no papers. That means he can't be tracked. That means he can go roam the countryside doing whatever in Hades he wants and not have to answer for it, because he's not registered with the U.S. government, got away or otherwise. So if they're undocumented, how many of them got across their border that they just took their name, address, and somebody, they could have lied to them and told them their name was Jose? Yeah. Well, and then they just escape into the hinterland. They give them a plane ticket and fly them wherever they want to go. RFK Jr.'s been getting on the media over the weekend, having a fun time telling everybody that our government, courtesy of your tax dollars, is giving these illegals everywhere they want to go. Give them a plane ticket. Yeah, illegals fly free. Forget about the two bags. They don't have check bags. They came with the clothes on their back. But then, of course, they get this Visa card, you know, debit card with $10,000 on it. $3,000, $10,000, whatever. It doesn't matter. They get our tax dollars on a gift card and a free ticket wherever they want to go. And when they get there, an NGO like Catholic Charities or this Lutheran whatever, like Social Services, finds them a place to hang out. In Boston, it's Logan International Airport. Good God. And of course, you know, then they're begging the people up in Boston to open their door, their suite, their apartment, any extra room they have to take in a family. So they're not hanging out in the airport because, God, we can't have an eyesore like that. People might get the wrong impression. All they got to do is fly into O'Hare and see what's going on in their terminal. Those people are terminally ill. And speaking of ill, you got to wonder whether this is AI generated or not. There is a study newly published in The Lancet, Infectious Diseases. There is a 62-year-old German man decided over the last 29 months. Are you ready for this? This is just, I don't know if I want to believe it or not. He decided to get 217 COVID-19 jabs for private reasons. Gee, where did they stick them? This is just one person. So they can't extrapolate their findings into the general population, but they conflict with a widely held concern among researchers that such overexposure to the jab could lead to weaker immune responses. Gee, you think? This guy apparently still is not sick. He's healthy, so he says. He has an extreme history of hypervaccination. And of course, science is like, oh, looks like a good case to look for evidence of such tolerance and weaker responses. What is this guy? Is he a member of the Aryan Nations? Was he one of Hitler's family members? Handed down through the generations? So he could show us that the pure white privilege means you can go out and... So, you know, he goes out and gets 130 vaccines over 9 months, the jabs, okay? They're not vaccines. And, of course, then he reported an additional 87 vaccinations to the researchers, which included 8 different vaccine formulations, including updated boosters. Never reported any vaccine side effects. Clinical testing revealed no abnormalities related to hypervaccination. Just wait. His antibodies' ability to neutralize this SARS-CoV-2 appeared between 5-fold and 11-fold higher than in controls, but researchers noted this was due to higher quantity of antibodies, not more potent antibodies. Just wait. Just wait. You take that many jabs and this stuff gets in your system, I still say the guy's a ticking time bomb, or in the alternative, the whole story was made up. Because what is it they're trying to do? Just like this AI video of Trump that's been circulated over the weekend, for those of you who may have watched it, it's definitely recognizable. Get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. It's safe and effective. Trump's over waving his hands. Operation Warp Speed, pat me on the back. I developed the Operation Warp Speed. And he's got Fauci standing off behind him, sniggering through his mask. Can't see it, but you can imagine what's going through Fauci's head. You stupid SOB. We got you. We got you. Yeah. And then, of course, it gets on AI and everybody goes, see, that's why we don't trust Trump. Look what he did. Yeah. It's like a dog that poops on the floor. What did you do here? What did you do here? Look at that. Rub your nose in it. Right? Yeah, there's people out there that want to do it. Hey, come on. I'm not being graphic here. It's Monday morning. And you knew that this government wasn't going to shut down. No, they all look out for themselves. Biden just signed a $460 billion spending package averting a government shutdown. And it's 1,021 pages of pork. I do a pretty good pig, don't I? Here, hold on. I'll do this one here. See that? Yeah, pork. And it was backed by top Republicans and Democrats in both chambers. What do you think of the White House thanking them for their leadership? Oh, my God. This is the uniparty at work, folks. Yep. They're going to try to make us pay. I always wonder what it would be like in a world where none of us worked. None of us drew a paycheck. We told the corporations, you want to hire these illegal immigrants at $12 an hour, which is what they're doing. And we'll all just sit at home and live off the fat of the land and grow our own groceries and eat our own food and eat our own eggs from our own chickens. And just, you know, you ever wondered how our government would survive then because they're not making any tax dollars? Because all this $12 an hour is generally going to be under the table. How's that going to work? How's it going to work when only 10 million illegal immigrants go to the polls because all the rest of us refuse? That's what you call the big cop-out. And see, federal judge Drew Tipton dismissed a lawsuit filed by a coalition of 21 Republican-led states against a Biden administration program that allowed tens of thousands of immigrants from four countries to enter the U.S. in his 31-page ruling. Of course, this 30,000 people from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela to legally enter the U.S. each month. They have to pass a background check. Really? Okay. So he dismissed the case without prejudice, which means they get to refile. How? Ever. A federal judge also, the same judge, blocked the Biden administration from unlawfully redirecting taxpayer funds away from the construction of a wall along the southern border. So it looks like what's happening here, Congress allocates $1.4 billion explicitly for the border wall during the 2020 fiscal year to stem the flow of illegal immigration. And as soon as Biden gets in office, he signs an executive order terminating the emergency, halting construction, and then diverted the funds to ancillary projects, but not the wall. And a judge says, sorry, you can't do that. Well, you know what Biden's going to the federal judge? Make me. Oh, you really think that a U.S. judge is going to hold the president of the United States in contempt? Really? I don't think so. Oh, Looney came out again. This is a real problem, folks. Because nobody's doing anything about it. Oh, wait till we come back from the other side of the break. We got migrants buying fake green cards. And they might have your social security number on them. Ouch. We'll talk about that and more and take your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Hour in the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you for joining us. Before we went to break, we were telling you about the headline reads, "We're just waiting for another 9/11. Imagine that. Migrants buying fake green cards, Social Security identification from New York City gangs. Ooh, well, here's another way to make a buck. Black market fake green cards and social security identification are being openly hawked to illegal migrants on the streets of New York City. New York City, get a rope. Yeah, remember that? Criminals linked to MS-13 and other gangs have been spotted selling the fabricated documents this week in Queens, the New York Post says. Apparently they were spotted doing it. At least 10 men were selling the bogus cards for $80 to $250 while camped out in broad daylight at Four Corners along Roosevelt Avenue, according to the outlet. Roy Fenoff, an associate professor at Department of the Criminal Justice at the Citadel in South Carolina, well, they had to call somebody, ask them, what do you think about this? Said the documents grant migrants access to almost everything a citizen has. Once these people have these fake cards, they can work, they can travel, they can access a lot of aspects and services in the United States. There are people getting these cards that are not just here to get a job. They have other intentions, and this helps them carry out criminal activity. While using Social Security cards may be fake, the numbers can belong to real U.S. citizens. If I'm using a Social Security number that's of another person, then I'm committing crimes. I'm using their name. You potentially have warrants out there for innocent people's arrests because you really don't know who this person was, according to Fenoff. Bruce Faulkart, a former special agent in charge of Department of Homeland Security investigations in New England, said fake ID cards could be utilized by somebody with dark intention. No, Sherlock. With fake IDs, illegal migrants could load up a truck with bombs, bring it underneath the Holland Tunnel and detonate it and create something major and disastrous, according to him. For somebody that wants to do terrorist activity or is a national security threat, it'd be easy to establish the second life within the U.S. Faulkart says, I guarantee right now we're just waiting for another 9/11. Police source told the Post Roosevelt Avenue hawkers are affiliated with the 18th Street gang as well as MS-13 is big business, according to the cops. Roosevelt Avenue is known to law enforcement as the East Coast epicenter for fake ID documents, according to the Post. If they're doing Social Security number, nobody says, shh. Next time, it'll be weapons and passports, one local resident and shop employee in the avenue said. Everyone can do what they want now. Gee, you know, I didn't hear anybody saying anything about registering to vote. Of course, now you'd have to have a birth certificate. Wonder if they're going to hawk those too. Go dig up a dead person? I don't know. You see a fake Social Security number, you go get a driver's license with that. I don't know. Some states, I don't know. Got to have a birth certificate in most instances to get it. But the thing is, if it's your Social Security number they have and they're using it, you better keep an eye. See, this is why I have the credit restoration primer, folks. It's available at the Power Mall. It's why it's for sale there. I always print extra copies of it because they go right out the door as soon as we start having problems. Foreclosures go up, people start buying the book because they got to get their credit cleaned up. They got to be able to move forward. You can't do that if your credit sucks. I mean, it's just the way it is in this day and age. Imagine how that works, though. Somebody gets your Social Security number, goes out and commits a crime, and the next thing you know, the cops are at your door. Well, somebody with your Social Security number, wait a minute, you're white. You don't look like somebody from Venezuela. See? No, it wasn't me. They don't care. You're in cuffs already. See what I mean? They go out and get a credit card, use the Social Security. See, they can get credit cards in your name with your social and just max them out. Next thing you know, you got junk on your credit report. You're going to have to go through the motions. See, that book, The Credit Restoration Primer, tells you exactly how to freeze your credit reports. That's why we have it at the Power Mall. Knowledge is power. 39 after the hour. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. Brady, first up this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hola, senor. Donde esta su tarjetas,
baby? Yeah, donde esta, yeah.
Yeah, where's your green card, brother? That's what I asked you.
I know it.
Quick thing, you were talking about the stuff that's happening over on the attacks in Moscow. They repelled a couple, but they were trying to put another HIMARS system right in Belgorod, right on the banks there in Ukraine on the edge of the border again. And again, I don't know how smart these military people are, but I don't know how hard it is to spot these big convoys going down the road with missile launchers on the back for a surveillance drone to take them out, just like Moscow did. Russia took it out. Another thing is, today, it's not even on the news, Nellis Air Force Base is under red flag alert.
How is it?
And they're launching, they're launching 100 aircraft are scheduled to depart Nellis twice a day, and they will remain in the air for up to 5 hours. These exercises are going on with the Five Eye countries again, which are messing up NATO. So you got all different people from, they said, the Netherlands, Britain, France, Australia, all different aircraft flying in and out. So I was kind of wondering, you know, if these military guys ever thought of this. If you're in the middle of a war with, say, like Russia, like we are right now, how do you think Vlad's going to respond to say you're going to do NATO war games, you're going to bring 30,000 British troops in for NATO war games in the middle of a war? I think it's a little too late to start war game practice.
You think?
You know? And the funny thing is, too, you mentioned ISIS. It was an ISIS cell. So I keep going back and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what does ISIS really stand for? And I went back about like the 50s or 60s and I'm researching. And guess what I came up with, what ISIS stands for? And it's documented. Israeli Secret Intelligence Service.
Ah.
You might want to look into that because, yeah, it's kind of funny too. And another thing you're mentioning, you know, like, wouldn't it be great to sit at home and, you know, get some money each month from the government? And I said, well, that would be great as long as they convert your disability or your Social Security checks or your retirement checks and you get silver shekels in the mail, not $1.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? I always liked that idea. Yeah, shekels. I love it. Appreciate it, Brady. Thanks. Bill in Florida. Good morning, sir. How are you? I did watch that video you sent over, by the way.
Oh, great. Which one was that?
That was, well, what, you sent more than one? I only saw the one you sent with Colonel McGregor on it.
Oh, yes, his State of the Union. And I want to recommend watching Bobby Kennedy's State of the Union as well. It's only 7 minutes or so, his. Both 10 minutes and less. But I was calling, you know, I'm always trying to think of little things we can do, you know, as individuals. And, you know, the every time I hear the word migrant, I cringe, you know, because it's one more cement in their wall. I can't think of a right words to say it, but it's one more bottle, one more nugget of strength for them in their program, that being those who are facilitating this invasion.
Well.
I want to suggest that that we just not use the word, and I know you were reading from headlines, but those of us out here, that we make a conscious effort not to use the word migrant and replace that for what they truly are, illegal immigrants. You know, I think we just have to make more of an effort when we're out and about or talking with family or whatever, not use the word migrant. And also, the other thing that you were talking about is how all this talk is, we're going to get another 9/11, which means we are, you know, because they're laying the groundwork for the American people just to accept it like we're accepting the invasion, you know, by I think letting them pick the words for the narrative, you know, migrants, the poor migrants,
you know. It's undocumented, Phil. It's undocumented.
Exactly.
That's what Pelosi and Biden are saying. Biden's apologizing.
Exactly.
See, he got himself in trouble again.
Yes, exactly. So that's what can we do as individual Power Hour listeners? You know, don't even, you know, every time that somebody says that, oh, you mean illegal immigrants? You know, we could do something like that. And now, and the other thing is when somebody says, oh, it sounds, you know, we're going to get another 9/11. That's our opportunity to say, well, you know, 9/11 was a false flag, you know, and then check out that movie by thepowerhour.com in plain sight. You know, we could do little things like that. Oh, yeah, another 9/11. Well, you do know 9/11 was rigged or something like that, because if you use words like inside job or something like that, they're programmed to automatically consider you a conspiracy theorist. The choice of words is so important, but we can do something as individuals in our daily conversations with people, you know.
Yep, Phil.
And just me, you know. So that's what I wanted my two cents.
I've seemed to have misplaced my tinfoil hat.
Yeah. But see, that's how the choice of words, you know, if you say inside job, the people are already programmed to consider you as conspiracy theorists. That's the first thing that comes up. So, hey, you know, 9/11 was rigged anyway, don't you know? Here, check out AE911truth.org or something like that.
There you go.
But we can do this. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. And thank you, Dave. Yep.
Appreciate it, Bill.
You.
You have yourself a good week. I think every time we get reports of crimes being committed against we the people, especially young girls, have you noticed the campaign going on with that? They're either trafficked or they're murdered. And of course, you know, Lincoln Riley, there is somebody named Lincoln Riley. He's a coach. And Biden blows it at his press conference. That's what it was, as a campaign speech. Calling her Lincoln Riley when it's Lakin. We have to take away assault weapons because we can't have what happened to Lincoln Riley. She was bludgeoned to death, you moron. And see, that first came out. Because immediately when somebody gets killed, doesn't matter what, we got to take away everybody's guns. Gives them an excuse. And see, every time they open their mouth and say we need to take away everybody's guns, what does the American people, the American consuming public do? They buy more guns and ammo. Yeah, you got your finger on the trigger and you're just waiting for the opportunity. Waiting for him to come across your threshold so you can do what Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd said, blow him away. Yeah, strange world we live in now, huh? And now they're, you know, Oppenheimer wins several Oscars. Best director, best actor, best supporting actor, best picture. Wow, that's what you call a sweep. And, of course, Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things. Huh. Yeah, there's some pretty risque stuff in that. Won't go into detail because it might be inappropriate for certain individuals listening to the show. Mike in Indiana, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm moving along. Yourself?
Yeah. Hey, I've been driving a truck since 1977, and you know, every 4 years I got to renew my license, la di da da. I've been studying as a federal motor carrier. I was talking to me yesterday about the situation with the undocumented migrants coming in our country and they can't speak English, which I knew what the law was. To drive a commercial vehicle, you have to, if a federal motor carrier pulls you over, you have to speak English, and you have to understand what he's saying. Otherwise,
they'll give you a ticket.
Yeah, they'll give you a ticket, and then you can't drive a truck. But now what the Bureau of Motor Vehicles is doing now, you have to take the test to get a CDL. It's all on the computer. You sit down and think. 4 years ago, they caught on to it because a bunch of these people that don't speak English, which happened to one of my boss's drivers, can't understand anything. Well, they were putting earpieces in their ear and had the phone on, was reading the questions to somebody that can answer it for them. Now, when you go in there to take a commercial driver's license test, they have a mailbox thing set up. You got to put your phones and all your personal items in there, and then they make sure you don't have no earpieces in your ear. And but I just wonder how many of these undocumented migrants that came in our country not the legal way are going to start trying to drive a truck.
Well, you know, it's bad enough. We have an illegal immigrant from Mexico arrested over the weekend after allegedly crashing his car into a Washington State Trooper's vehicle on I-5, resulting in the cop's death. 27-year-old Christopher Gadd, who was a trooper, was patrolling southbound on I-5 in Marysville when this guy in a black SUV, Raul Benitez Santana, 32 years old, admitted to smoking pot and drinking booze, blood alcohol level 0.047. The legal limit is 0.08. And this guy is tanked. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, and up by me, there's a lot of them that don't speak English and drive trucks. And when you're standing around them, they're speaking their language. But then when they don't understand something, they start to try to ask you something and speak English. One time a guy came up to me and was asking me a question. I says, wait a minute, you were just speaking another language, weren't you? Yeah. I says, go talk to that person. Ask him. I says, I speak English. You weren't speaking English. I says, your feet are on the ground in the United States. When you're standing in front of me or around me, you speak English or I don't answer questions to somebody that don't speak English.
Yeah, you Mike. Know, it's, spoken and, like a true trucker.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of saying, you know, I love this country. I was raised and born here, and I love this country. And, you know, I do not hate nobody. I mean, if there's a person that I hate out of my guts, and if they're on the side of the road or they're laying on the ground and something's wrong, I'll help them. But, you know, the thing is, I want to let you go in a little bit, but I want to tell you, I called my wife this morning, told her, I says, hey, I decided to start supporting that station because my wife loves your station.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That would be Debbie. Yes, I know. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And I always listen to it. And then if I miss it, I can sometimes get it because, you know, I listen to it, you know. And I told her, I says, you know, it's time to start supporting this because everything you always talk about and all your callers and everything you have on your shows is just wonderful, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike.
It's nice to drive. Yeah. It's a nice to drive my truck, listen to you talk, and drink my coffee, and just
join
enjoy
the crowd,
listening
buddy.
To you and all your other callers. That satellite thing, is that for TV?
Oh yes, you can get TV on it. You really should write into the show and see if you can win it.
Well, I was wondering. I mean, can you get your station on that?
Yes, Channel 1.
Because, you know, I was trying to think, you know, maybe get it for Deb, and then, because we have that Alexa Dots at home.
Yep.
And that's the best.
No.
My son many years ago gave, I know, everything's, I mean, there's probably something in this semi that's spying on me, you know.
But, there we go.
But the thing is, the thing is, many years ago, my oldest son gave me an Alexa Dot for birthday, and I says, you know, I says I don't need it. I can use my phone because my wife, you know, she can't do everything. You know, like microwaves. You buy microwaves now; they're a flat screen. And she don't know where the buttons are, so I have to put dots on there. But so I gave it to my wife, put it on the table, got it all set up, and she kind of likes it because she'll ask questions. I mean, if you ask Alexa who's the dumbest person in the world, sometimes they'll tell which president it is, you know.
My goodness. I appreciate your call
but the
this
thing
morning.
But the thing is she likes that, and because she's got your station and other ones she listens to all the time. And when I'm sitting in the front room, I hear her always listen to your stations and stuff. And I just want to say to you, we appreciate what you're doing for the people out here in the world.
Well, we appreciate you too, Mike. Have yourself a quality week. We're at the break right now. We'll be back on the other side with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.